And now, Stephen, will you just talk to me a little bit about what's on the agenda for Oak Grove?
Sure. We have a request from the Oak Grove School District to approve the high school's annual homecoming parade, which will be held on September 13th at 1:30. In addition to that, they hold an annual bonfire the evening of Wednesday, September 11th. And that's the festivities that they have prior to the game on Friday. We also have some discussion regarding a couple of agreements that we have that we'll be looking forward with Jackson County. They are upgrading their communication system, and they provide dispatching services to Oak Grove and six other communities. They're joining the Metropolitan Area Regional Radio System, which is a region-wide network that is around the area that improves the communications for most of the entities involved. What Jackson County is doing as a part of that, they're adding two antenna sites. One of them will be in Oak Grove. They'll be putting some equipment on the water tower located in Frick Park. In addition to that, we'll have an agreement with Jackson County to outline just an agreement for the placement of their equipment on our tower. This will be very beneficial because right now we're on an analog system, and our communications between the Oak Grove Police Department and the Jackson County Sheriff's Department sometimes can be a little difficult or can fluctuate. So by going to the digital format, it should significantly improve the communication between the two entities, not only us, but for all of the entities they dispatch for, in addition to the network that they'll be getting on with the Metropolitan Regional Radio System. So there are two agreements associated with that. In June, we did a administrative delay for solar and wind technology as the city is working towards developing some codes that regulate how those technologies are installed, if they are installed in the Oak Grove city limits. So we do have an item on there for a little bit of a discussion about that. And we also have a potential waterline project that we're going to be discussing at the next meeting. And off the top of my head, I think that's everything that I could go get my board packet information, but those are the main things that we'll be discussing on Monday night.
Okay. And you don't need to get your packet. We don't need to know the little things. So.
Okay.
On the digital, switch over to digital, do you know off the top of your head how much that's costing the city?
The actual installation of the equipment will be, that's a cost that will be incurred by the county. The radio system, we're going to have to upgrade our handheld and in-car units, so that'll be several thousands of dollars. We have tried to identify grant applications to supply some of the needed radios, and we've, I think, been successful getting a few. However, I think we have approximately 30 handheld and in-car radios total. So, you know, it will be several thousand dollars overall for us to switch over the radios just to be able to talk on the new system that the county is upgrading to.
Right. And may I ask where this funding is coming from?
The county, you know, I'm not sure where their funding is coming from for that project. The radios for the police department will, the police department fund is in the general fund, which is just a general revenue that handles several different departments.
Okay. All right. But you weren't able to get any grants or anything?
We did get six radios, and off the top of my head, I can't remember specifically. I thought there was an agency through the Mid-America Regional Council that we're able to get some older radios that they had. We have identified, I mean, there's a grant that the police chief will be applying for that potentially we could get two or three. It's a grant where we have to pay a 10% match for equipment that we identify in the law enforcement field. And he hasn't given me the specifics on the actual grant, but he explained the just some of the rough details on it, and he was going to apply for that this fall. So right now I think we've gotten some older units, and we'll be applying for some new ones this fall.
All right. Well, do you have anything you'd like to add?
You know, actually, we will be having a groundbreaking ceremony next Thursday at 1 o'clock in the parking lot of the Oak Grove Civic Center for the South Broadway Street Widening Project. That's a project that we've done in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Transportation. And they'll be holding the groundbreaking ceremony along with us at the Civic Center, which is located at 2100 South Broadway here in Oak Grove.
All right. Well, if you don't mind, would you tell me a little bit more about this widening? I guess the construction will start on Thursday. What exactly is going to be done?
We've worked with the Department of Transportation to, because Route F or Broadway Street is a state highway that runs through Oak Grove. It's the main thoroughfare. And we're widening the southern portion of the road from the downtown area, mostly to the southern city limits. So we'll have four lanes and a turn lane through the majority of the southern half of the city limits. And the project has been ongoing for several years. We started the utility relocation, I believe, in the latter part of the spring, and the road construction, the actual contractor, the notice to proceed, I believe, will be issued on Monday, and they'll start with some of the relocation of a water line that's being done in conjunction with the project. The total construction will take, I think, over a year and be over two construction seasons. So they'll start this fall and continue through next year. And I think the completion date, last I'd heard from MoDOT, was for November 1st, 2014. That, of course, is dependent upon weather, which can affect the construction schedule. If weather's good, it gets, you know, work gets done quicker. If it's bad, then that, you know, causes delays. So, I mean, that's probably the biggest project that we've got going on in the last several years here in Oak Grove.
All right. And I'm sorry, remind me again when and where this groundbreaking ceremony is going to be taking place?
Sure. It will be held at the Oak Grove Civic Center, which is located at 2100 South Broadway Street. It'll be held on August 8th, which is Thursday at 1 p.m. And we'll just be having the groundbreaking ceremony, and I think we'll have some refreshments for the area, but it's just a ceremony that for the project that we've been working on for the last several years.
All right. Well, anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's all that I can think of off the top of my head.